ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनपतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We have completed the second chapter of Narada Bhakti Sutra. So today we'll try to summarize, try to go through the second chapter again so that we remember the concepts that are mentioned in the second chapter. Second chapter is termed Parabhakti Mahatvam or Parabhakti Mahatvam. The importance, the glory of Parabhakti. What is the glory of Bhakti? So Bhakti is greater than all other paths because Bhakti in itself gives the goal, gives the fruit. It doesn't need anything else. Jnanam, everything is not required. And we shouldn't here doubt that Jnanam. Though Narada says Jnanam, he says about Jnana Sadhana, and he is not telling about Brahmatmaikya Jnanam that Shankara or Vedanta speaks about. So Bhakti is, the Bhakti that Narada says is the same as Jnanam. Tatrapina Mahatmya Jnana Vismriti Apavadaha Rajagriha Bodhana Bhojana Adishu Tateva Drishtatva. So all these sutras clearly show that Bhakti is not different from Jnanam. And if we remember the shloka that a person does while doing Sandhya Vandanam, in the shloka a person has to tell after doing all actions, after completing all actions, that shloka summarizes Bhakti or Jnanam. Parabhakti and Jnanam are the same. Path or sadhanas for bhakti and sadhanas for jnanam might be different, but the goal bhakti, the goal jnanam, both are one and the same. So, kaena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyatmanava prakrite svabhava karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana eti samarpayami apo vai nara prokta. आपो वै नरसूनवः अयनाः तस्यायः सः नारायण. सो नारायण मीन्स् लैक् वन् हू रिसैड्स्, वन् हू इस् इन् वाटर्. सो दट्स् वन् मीनिङ्ग् दट् विष्णुपुराण सीस्. सो दट् अनदर् मीनिङ्ग् दट् बालकृष्णनायर् सीस् नारम्. सो नारम् मीन्स् नालेज्, अयनाः मीन्स् वन् हू इस् एस्टाब्लिश्ड् इन् नालेज्, वन् हूस् नेचर् इस् नालेज्, one whose nature is consciousness, chit or jnanam, he is Narayana. And Kanchi Mahaperival, he gives another definition. Nara, Nara means human, ayanam means goal. The goal of Naran is Narayana. Narayana is the goal of Nara or human beings. The goal of human beings is Anandam, of course, every Anandadhyeva Bhutani. So, like, Anandam is the goal of all beings. It is seeking Anandam that people go here and there. People run here and there for the sake of Anandam. Aham baddho vimuktasyam iti yasya asti nishchayah. So, Yoga Vasishtha says, like, he who knows that he is bonded. Bonded means bonded in sorrow, dukkham, and liberation from dukkham. Vimuktasyam, I want vimukti, I want moksha. Such a person is suitable for Yoga Vasishtha. So the goal is Anandam. So Narayana is Sachidanandam, Sachidananda Rupaya, Vishvotpatyadi Hetave, Tapatraya Vinashaya, Sri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha. நாராயணா மீன்ஸ் சச்சிதானந்தம். ஸோ காயேன வாச்சா மனசேந்திரியேர் வா, காயேன பை த பாடி ஆர் பாடிலி ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், வாச்சா வேர்பல் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், மனசா பை த மைண்ட், இந்திரியேர் வா பை த இந்திரியம், புத்தியாத்மனா வா புத்தி ஆர் பை புத்தி பை ஆர் இன்டலெக்ட், கரோமி யத்யத் சகலம். ஸோ யத்யத் சகலம் கரோமி, வாட் எவர் ஐ ஆம் டூயிங், பரஸ்மை நாராயணா ஏதி சமர்ப்பயாமி, ஐ ஆஃபர் இட் டு நாராயணா. ஸோ வாட் எவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் டூயிங், ஐ ஆம் ஆஃபரிங் இட் டு நாராயணா. ஹூ இஸ் நாராயணா? நாராயணா இஸ் சச்சிதானந்தம், நாராயணா இஸ் த ட்ரூத் தட் சங்கரா சேஸ் அஸ் பிரம்ம சத்யம் ஜெகன் மித்யா ஜீவோ பிரம்மைவ நாபரஹ. ஆர் சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் அஸ் ஜென்மாத்யஸ்ய யதஹ, ஹவ் சாஸ்திரம் டிஃபைன்ஸ் தட் பிரம்மன், தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாராயணா, சச்சிதானந்த ஸ்வரூபம், தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாராயணா, தட் நாராயணா ஆஃபரிங் ஆல் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆன் டு நாராயணா, தட் இஸ் த வே டு பராபக்தி, த டைரக்ட் வே டு பராபக்தி, அண்ட் தட் இஸ் வாட் த லட்சணம் ஃபார் பராபக்தி. ஸோ the lakshanam, characteristic of a good driver is a person who doesn't make any mistake. So if we have to become a good driver, we have to have the characteristics of not making mistakes. So initially a person starts making mistakes, so while making mistakes he strives to not make mistake, he strives to get that, the characteristics of not making mistakes, and thereby he achieves the goal. So the characteristics of bhakti, as Narada said in the previous chapter, is Naradastu tadarpita akila acharata tad vismarane parama vyakulata. So always trying to remember Ishvara, which means Ishvara arpitam naichaya kratam chitta shodakam mukti sadakam, offering all actions onto Ishvara without craving for any fruit. Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti yah lipyate nasa papena patma patram iva ambasa, offering all actions on to Ishvara. Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti yah, offering all actions on to Ishvara and doing it without sangam, lipyate nasa papena, such a person is not tainted by papam, even as the lotus leaf is not tainted by water, though it is in water. So papam, so that is what, like papam is, papam or sins is what cause sorrow to a person. That's what sinless person means, sorrowless person. Sayo havai tat paramam brahma veda brahma eva bhavati swayam tarati shokam tarati papmanam guha grantibhyo vimukto amrito bhavati. So tarati shokam harati papmanam, overcoming shokam, overcoming papam. So those both go together hand in hand. So papam, punya karma gives us happiness, papa karma gives us sorrow. So going beyond punya papam, beyond both of those, that is the goal of anandam, which is denoted by Narayana or Brahman or Ishvara, and that is the goal of it. Seeker, a sadhaka. What about for worldly people? Don't they have this goal? They do have this goal. They don't know. Unknowingly, they seek anandam. So if they seek anandam unknowingly, then they may or may not get anandam. Chances are they may not get. So probability is 50%. So 50% they may be successful, 50% they may not be. Or 50% of people will be successful, 50% of people will not be successful. So do we want to take that risk when we really know? So why care about people who don't really want to realize, who don't know about anandam? We can try telling them, but why should we try telling them unless we aren't realized? Andhenaiva niyamana yathandaha. It will be like a blind man leading another blind man. So unless we realize, we cannot ask any other person to follow the spiritual path, and if we are realized, there is nobody else to say at all. So There is nobody else to speak, there is nobody else to instruct, there is nothing at all there. Natu tad dvitiyam asti anya vibhaktam yat pashyet. When a person merges onto a dviti satyam, onto Ishvara, then what other being is there for us to just say, oh, then like, well, how do Mahatmas like Amma do action? Okay, the actions still go on. They know that it is of no use. They know that it is only an illusion. Just because it's an illusion, they don't stay away from actions. They do actions. So, Mom, तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु माम् अनुस्मर युद्ध्य च मयि अर्पित मनोबुद्धिः मामेवेष्यसि असंशयम्. सो कृष्ण सेज दैट ऑफर ऑल एक्शंस ऑन टू मी एंड देन डू योर कर्म व्हाट एवर कर्म वी हैव टू स्टिल डू. सो इफ एक्टर्स द ग्रेट एक्टर्स लाइक टॉम हैंक्स और आमिर खान और शाहरुख खान इफ दे थॉट दैट oh, acting, why should I act? There is nothing here, so why should I act? Then we would not get good movies. So similar is the case with this world as well. So jnanis or mahatmas, they know that this is just a role, there is nothing really existing, but still they do actions, even as actors do, but they know each and every moment of their life, even while doing actions, they know that there is no action at all. Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangarahuttova, Sangavihinaha. Yatya Brahmani Ramate Chittam Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. Yogam, doing yoga, Bhogam, doing bhoga. So look at Amma. Yogam, Amma will be sitting in Dhyanam, intense Samadhi state. Bhogam, Amma will be enjoying whatever a devotee offers the food, Amma will be eating it. So though it's not good for her health, she still eats. Sangaratova, she is attached, like when somebody comes, like she is very attached to the person. Sangavihinaha, when she is sitting on the dais speaking, she is not attached at all, fully detached. So yasya brahmani ramate chittam, though all these activities are there, it is just like a role in a play. So Amma's mind resides in Brahman, therefore nandati nandati nandatyeva ever. Rejoicing alone. So, this entire world, Jagadidam Akilam Asaram Maikam Eveti Manasi Manvanaha. So, a Jeevan Mukta, a person, like this is Sadashiv Brahmendra's work. So, a Jeevan Mukta, an Avaduta, will always be thinking that Jagadidam Akilam, this entire world, Asaram, Asaram means without any essence. Nissaram, we can use the word. Nissaram means, oh, Nissaram, like if you ask Michael Schumacher, oh, aren't you afraid of driving? Oh, that is Nissaram. Ask Sachin Tendulkar, aren't you afraid of batting? Oh, that is Nissaram, that is nothing at all. Ask Yeshudas, aren't you afraid of singing? Oh, it is Nissaram. Ask somebody else. Oh, I am afraid, little afraid. I don't know music, so I might miss one or two notes. Or I might get only one or two notes right. So either of those two may happen, so I am afraid. So there is no fear at all. So nissaram, it's no nothing at all. So maikam eva, it is maikam. It is just a mayavi creation. So it is a magician's creation. It's like a magician. Creation Bijasyantarivam Kuru Jagadidam Prang Nirvikalpam Punaha Maya Kalpita Desha Kala Kalana Vaichitri Chitri Kritam Maya Viva Vijambayati Api Mahayogi Vayasvechaya Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namayidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. So this world is Maya Viva Vijambayati Api Mahayogi Vayasvechaya. Even as a Mayavi or Mahayogi, like they create like worlds, they create illusory things. So similar is this world. So when if a person is a Mahayogi like Vishwamitra, then he can create another Swarga. Why go to Swarga? Like here itself we have US or Switzerland as a Swarga. So many such places are swarga. Hawaii, go to Hawaii, it is swarga. There are many such swargas available here. So swargas are always there. There is swarga in earth itself. So a mahayogi, a person whose mind is focused, a person whose mind is concentrated not on Ishvara but concentrated on something else, then that will happen. Whatever is being thought in the mind, that will become ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanuvartante manushyaah partha sarvashah. So whatever whoever worships me in whatever form, I appear to them in that form. So if somebody worships me in the form of swarga, I will give them swarga. Somebody worships me in the form of ice cream, they will get ice cream. Somebody worships me in the form of music, I will appear to them in the form of music. So even as a yogi, person whose mind is focused, and a mayavi, create illusions. Similar is the case with this world as well. This world is asaram, nisaram, doesn't have any reality at all. So remembering this, like remembering that the world doesn't really exist, all actions can be done. But this bhakti, the bhakti that Narada says, which is the same as jnanam, tasmat saiva grahya mumukshubihi, it is to be sought. A person shouldn't like argue or try to think that, okay, is this better, is that better. So there are people like who go to many mahatmas. So their saying would be, well, I want to meet all mahatmas. So they will follow one mahatma for 10 minutes or 10 years, then next mahatma for 10 years, next mahatma for 10 years. Oh, there is a new saint coming there, let me go and meet him, let me go and follow him. So that means, like Amma says, that it's like keeping our feet on many boats. We will fall into the water. That's what would happen for a person who follows many people. There is no need of many people. All the mahatmas are great. All the jnanis are great. Whatever they preach is just one truth. Cannot be many truths. There is only one truth here. So it's only one truth that they can speak about. And that one truth alone is to be sought. So they'll seek like that one truth. That one truth is to be sought from either one mahatma or another mahatma, rather than shifting here and there. Like it's like going to a movie and sitting in one place, and then like after 10 minutes, oh, this place is not good, let me go to another place. Or let me go to another place. At the end, what did you watch? I watched that the seat in the second row is better than the seat in the fourth row. That's what would come. That would be the reply. Because if a person is constantly changing, shifting, then how can he focus on the movie? So similarly, if we constantly change mahatmas, how can we concentrate on the truth preached by each of the mahatmas? So the truth is always the same. It's not different. So we have to remember this, and therefore bhakti, try to become a bhakta. Becoming a bhakta is as simple as remembering Ishvara, offering all actions to Ishvara. Oh Ishvara, this is a good karma. Oh Ishvara, this is a bad karma. What doesn't matter. Whether it is good or bad, offer everything to Ishvara. Keep Ishvara in our thought. Remember that this Ishvara is Advitiya Satyam, and offer all actions on to Ishvara. Oh Ishvara, bring this to you. So all actions, even if whether it is good or bad, all such actions will become sweet. It will give us anandam. Each of those actions will lead us to more and more anandam. And that is what is to be sought by a bhakta. We'll continue, like we'll start with the next chapter in the next day. Namaskar.